What's up, family? Today is April the 29th of 2023. This is episode number 277. Brothers and sisters, I've talked about so many things over the years, and today I want to talk a little bit. I've talked about life. I want to talk about living life to the fullest. This is Rennell's Food for Thought Pod Radiocast. So I want to talk a little bit about life and living it to its fullest. I know we have things that go on in our life, and sometimes these things prevent us from actually living our life. And sometimes these things go on and they actually stop us from living a full life because we just let things get in our spirit, get in our soul, and it can prevent you from living your life to its fullest. Well, brothers and sisters, it's so funny. I met a friend in a chat room that it's an investment chat room. It's on a WhatsApp app. And I didn't know the person, but apparently some of the things we were talking about, I guess it kind of intrigued her. Now, the female, she's a female, and she lives in Singapore. She's Chinese. Beautiful girl, real beautiful. And we've struck up a conversation now. We talk every day. Now, she lives in Singapore. And Singapore is like 15 hours ahead of us. Like now, it's about 11. It's about 11 o'clock over in Singapore. Yeah, it's about 11 o'clock over in Singapore, a.m. So she's in the Sunday. And as soon as she gets up, she texts me and asks me how I'm doing. And she'll tell me, she'll give me her agenda on what her day is going to be like. Real beautiful person. And it's like, you know, it's cool because we've made some trades together. She trades, you know, on this particular platform. And she told me about, and it's real, it's interesting. And the reason why, when you living your life or start living your life to the fullest, you start to meet people outside of your own group. Now, like I say, she lives in Singapore, 15 hours ahead of me. It's my night and it's her day. And she's beginning her life while I'm winding down mine. But as soon as she gets up, she texts me. As soon as I get up, I have messages from her as to what her agenda was and what the things that she's done. But like I say, when you're living your life to its fullest, you know, you're going to meet people. And it's good to be able to meet other nationalities in other countries. I have friends over in Ghana. I have friends South Africa, Rwanda, Bangladesh, India. These are a lot of people that I've met over the years from social media. And, you know, the conversations, a lot of them, you know, however they interpret what I'm saying, but they do. In some cases, we go live. Some cases, we text. But meeting people is so important. Me, I've traveled to certain places. I've been to the Bahamas. I've been to Jamaica. I've been to Hawaii. Then I've been to several states. I've never really been to like countries like a Bangladesh or a China or even Africa, which is my goal this year. But when it comes to living life to its fullest, my friend over in Singapore, she constantly tells me that I should quit my job and live my life and start enjoying my life. That's what she always tells me. Basically, she tells me the same thing that my wife always tells me or told me. You need to start living your life. You know, that job, leave that job alone, you know. And I'm starting to really, I'm really leaning towards that way. Because I was having a conversation with my sister. And I was telling her that I'm going to leave. I'm going to stop working for a while. I like working, but I have to stop working for a while. The company I've been with for a minute, it's time for me to move on from that. It's time for the next step in my life to start actually living my life to its fullest. See, I've been working since I was 14 years old. Yeah, I've been working since I was 14 years old. It's been a long time. I done put in the work. Not only have I been working a job, I've also been working on, you know, trying to help my brothers and sisters along my journey and give them understandings and give them, you know, whatever I have to give. Sometimes you can give and give and give, and your own people don't want to receive. And a lot of times it seems like my own people don't want to receive. And it doesn't bother me because I'll continue to go on and pass on knowledge here and there. Whatnot. I don't have a problem with that. But sometimes I see my people and they're in a stagnant type of position. They continue to not really try to advance themselves as far as other people. Now, I know that black folks have been mistreated, especially in America, for hundreds of years. I understand that. I've been part of that. So I definitely understand that. I don't need to be told. But me dealing with other people, other races, other nationalities in other countries, that doesn't make me less black. You know, a lot of people may want to say, well, you know, we got problems over here. Yeah, we do have problems over here. Sometimes we need to focus on ourselves to see what we're doing in handling these type of problems. I look at it, I'm going to start living my life to the fullest because one, it's what my wife would have wanted me to do. Two, I get it every day from Jessica. That's her name, Jessica. She's coming to America in August and she keeps, because she sends me pictures of the food that she eats. She likes to eat out. She owns her own properties. She owns a warehouse. She's a very smart and intelligent woman. You know, for those who may, oh man, you know, she's a scammer. You know, we always think on the negative side as people. Ain't nobody scamming nothing from me. I don't think she's a scammer, but you know, people always have such a negative opinion on people or things they don't know nothing about. And that's the sad thing. That's the thing when it comes to living your life to the fullest, you need to go out there and you need to experience other people and their cultures. Because if you look at the culture that we have developed as black people over in America, it's not a very good culture. Really, it's not. And that culture, it continues and continues. And that's not very good. Living life to its fullest is what we need to do. But yet we need to stop judging, passing judgment on others. Because some people want to go and live their life to its fullest. You want to get as much as you can out of your life, because you can stay in America if that's what you want. No one's telling you to go abroad, but you can stay in America and get much out of your life. But you got to stop passing judgment. We as Black people need to work on ourselves. I've always said this, and I will continue. We need to find out who we are before we can start passing judgment on somebody else. But going out and meeting new people and getting something out of it, it's nothing but learning. Sometimes we feel that we have stopped learning. See, I never feel or felt that I have stopped learning, because I haven't. There's so much to learn outside of America. And I'm going to pick up more of that, because I know the problems that are here in this country. I know there's problems in other countries, but the problems here in my own country are probably more greater when it comes to people who look like me than any other country. Though you have those people who do not like Black folks. Well, that's just a part of the world itself. A lot of people just don't like Black folks. Hell, you got Black folks in this country, in other countries, that don't like each other, that are Black. That's just something that's just there. Living life to its fullest. Start taking more advantage. When people start talking about, oh, you know, investing, if you're going to talk about it and never do nothing about it, then basically it just becomes what that is. Nothing. You're not going to do nothing about it. So why even talk about something you're not going to do nothing about? And then why talk about something you don't know nothing about when you're not even trying to learn it, or you're even trying to, you know, participate in it? I tell people all the time, if you don't know anything about stocks, if you have a Cash App or a Robinhood or a Stash App, you can buy partial, you can make partial payments on different stocks. I'm talking about the big boys. You can. That's if you want to. I'm a fan of dividend stocks. Coca-Cola, Microsoft, Apple, BlackRock. Those are some. Ford Motor. Those are some. Banks like the London Bank Group. I love the London Bank Group. $2 penny stocks. Penny stocks are stocks under $5. I love penny stock, and I love the dividends that they pay. I usually flip over to different topics. If anybody who's ever listened to my podcast, they understand. I rock one way to another. But it's, if you pay attention, you understand everything that I say. It will help you. I like to flip. That's just how I roll. That's how I rock. And that's just who I am. But partial stocks, you can put down. See, look at some of the things that you do on a weekly basis. Those of you who maybe smoke, drink, buy your weed or whatever the hell you do for entertainment. You could take $25. You could take 5 stocks. I'm talking about some of the big boys. You could take your Microsoft. You could take your Apple. You could take Amazon. Hell, Berkshire Hathaway, I was looking at like $49,000 a share. I'm like, damn, where in the hell did that happen? When did that happen? But you can take some stock. You could take those particular stocks and you could put down $5. And you just apply $5 every week. You can feed them. Pick your 5 stocks and just apply $5. You're talking about in a month, you're talking about $100. You're talking about what? You would have been done put in, what, $125. You'd have been done put in $125. But you know what? When you talk about investing, building, it's all about consistency. Pick up the penny stock game. Get yourself some book. Penny stock, what is it? Penny Stocks for Dummies. Do something. Go outside of your community. Because this particular chat room that I'm in on What's Up, it's not in America. It's someplace, but everybody comes. The host of the, I can't even think of the guy's name off the top of my head, but the host of the room, I think he's from Australia. And you get good ideas, because sometimes you definitely got to branch out. In anything you do in life, you have to branch out. You can't stick with the same chewing gum, because eventually the sweetness, it runs out. So what you got to do? You got to go get another stick of chewing gum. Why? When you're branching out, it can get stale sometimes. I love going outside and meeting other people. I love the conversations that I have with this sister, Jessica. Well, she's a sister. She's my Asian sister. How's that? But I love, because it's not the black people in America or the Chinese people. Over. No. It has nothing to do with neither group. Nothing. We're talking, we're communicating, we're expressing ideas, what me and my wife used to do. We're expressing ideas. When I'm at work, I'm getting messages from her throughout the day. She's sending me videos of what's going on over there, the food or restaurant, or when she's having a facial massage, she's sending me things. And you know what? I like that, because that's what I love about my wife. We always communicate during out the day. I don't talk on the phone. Well, I don't talk on the phone, no way, really. But just the texts, the pictures, the articles, the whatever. Those are things that relationships should be built on. We have investing. We have relationships. Because see, when you're dealing with relationships, you know, this going around hate this and hate that, black women this, black men that, you know, that shit gets a little tiring. It's, or better yet, it's done. It's an overcooked piece of chicken. It's burnt. And no one wants to eat burnt chicken. And that's where we are with this subject. If black women don't like black men, so be it. If black men don't like black women, so be it. There's women all over this globe. And there's black women all over this globe, as well as any other color all over this globe. Of course, the black woman understood by the black man, but goddamn, you're talking about past now. What about present? You still have black women who stand by their man. Thank you for that. But you got a mass generation that's here, in a mass generation. If you don't start nipping it in the bud, you're going to have several generations to come after this one and the next. It's going to follow in the same foot track. Or should I say the same footsteps as these sisters are falling into now. You can either stop it, but it's going to take more than just a year or two or a month. It's going to take a generation or two to clean up this mess, because it didn't develop overnight. These relationships, a relationship you have to put in hard work. It shouldn't have to be hard. In a relationship, you're putting in work. Why? Because it takes two to have a real relationship. That's what it takes, is two. Don't take one. If you got one, then basically you need to go and get you another piece, because one piece is not a relationship. It has to be two pieces. Two pieces become one. Not 50-50. Living together is just what it is. Living together with little responsibility. Oh, excuse me. When you're living life to its fullest, these are things that, relationships, investing, whatever. These are things that you're going to need to tighten up on if you are to be involved with anybody. But you should never be with a female or a male and not be married within a year or even 18 months. Anything longer than that, you're just playing games. Because anything longer than that, I wouldn't waste my time with. But when living life to its fullest, you have to go out and adventure. It doesn't make you less black because you want to go and adventure in other places or meet other people who have different ideas, because some people's ideas are totally different from in other countries than what we have over here in America. If you pay attention to what's going on in America, you would see that. But when you constantly, I've heard people speak, oh man, I ain't never going to deal with none of them people. Well, you know, a lot of them people I wouldn't deal with either. I'm talking about white folks. But white folks benefit. All white folks aren't the same. You got those that are out there that are what they are. But, and they benefit. And they don't speak up. But you do have some that are actually whatever. And you can't link everybody into the same, you know, into the same bowl of gumbo. Because you can put things in a gumbo and it ain't gumbo. But you have to be open-minded and learn to be. You can make money outside of America. I trade. When Jessica gets an idea, she texts me and says it's coming through, because she's a trader over in where? Singapore. And we are 15 hours ahead. Like I say, it's about 11 a.m. something over there now. And it's what? 8:20 p.m. here. So when the idea comes through, she'll let me know. And she'll say, this is the play. And, you know, that's cool. That's cool. You know, it's like, damn. My father-in-law, that's what he did for a living. He was a trader. And he traded with over in China. That's where he traded. A night trader, but a day trader. But he was a night trader because he was always up at night. See, my father-in-law was a master when it came to math. He was very proficient when it came to mathematics. Just like my brother-in-law, they were very, very, very smart when it came to math. And I always was pretty good. I got better through him when it came to stocks. But I was always pretty good myself. See, learning is a part of living your life to its fullest, man. My sister, my brother, we have to get out of this. This stuff is tearing us pretty much apart, what's going on in America as a group. And it's not just white folks. It's black folks tearing each other down. That's tearing us apart as well. The black man, the black woman, each other. You know, start living life to its fullest. Get out of the mindset. Because in America, you're not just going to only deal with black folks. You're just not. You got to go to other people's shop to get their gas, to do your shopping, to buy your clothes or whatever. You're buying from other than black. You just have no choice. So therefore, you have to live your life to its fullest and be open-minded. Have open-mindedness, because hell, it ain't going away. Black folks we're not going to get a state where it's going to be just black folks. If we had to stay with just black folks, I'd be perfectly honest with you. Shit, I wouldn't even want to live in it. You think you got chaos now? Give us some states and think I'm going to live. Not unless we learn to live in peace and harmony with each other. And until that, hell no. I would rather stick with what I'm sticking with now. Because until black folks learn to live in harmony with each other, ain't nothing gonna change. Because the hate towards one another, or the bitterness, or the dislike, ain't getting no better. Ain't getting no better. You know, I'm constantly seeing younger and younger females with such a dislike towards black men. Like, what the hell do we ever do to you? You don't even know nothing to be talking about. A black man, but they get it from who? cousins, friends, mothers, aunties, whoever. Social media, social media apps. So when you're sitting back and you listen to somebody's, of course, not all. Small-minded people think I'm talking about everybody. When you sit back and you listen, it's like, wow, man, this ain't nothing but something that's spreading. And it ain't, like I say, it ain't getting no better. It took a while to get this way. It's going to take more than a generation to get rid of it. But you still should live your life to its fullest. Jessica texted me good morning this morning. But she texted me about a couple hours ago. Good morning. Like I say, as soon as you get up, she's texting me. And telling me, live your life to the fullest. What I'm getting from Beijing, I got the same thing from my beautiful wife who passed on. And now I care for my people, but I'm gonna start living my life to its fullest. And whoever's in it is in it. This hate towards other groups that a lot of people perpetuate towards themselves and put on to others, you can't put that on me. Small-minded people, weak-minded people sit up and feed into that. I'm neither. So you can't put that in me. When you reach a certain age in life, you start to see things more clear. Thank God, God has always put that in me to start seeing more clear way before I reach this age that I am now. When it's time, it's time. Start loving yourself. You can still help your people while associating yourself with others. There's hate in the black group, like there's hate in the white group, the Asian group, the Hispanic group, or any other group. There's going to be hate. It's not going away. Love yourself. Understand yourself, and you'll be able to withstand all of that hate from these other groups because you know who you are. You just have to know how to maneuver within these groups when there's such hate. But you got to love yourself first. You got to understand yourself. Brothers and sisters, this is your brother dropping. Live your life to its fullest. You're going to have relationship. You're going to have financial. You're going to have yourself. All of that is part of this big gumbo that we have for living your life to its fullest. Learn to start putting away a dollar here, a dollar there, because in the end, you'll thank me for it. The 52-week challenge will be coming back. I don't know quite when, but it will be coming back. I enjoyed that 52-week challenge. I got a lot of feedback towards the end of it. Matter of fact, I got a lot of feedback in March. People was asking me, when are you going to do it again? Like, you need to do it. You should be working on the 52-week challenge, regardless on whether I'm putting out a video or not. You should be working on a 52-week challenge to build your consistency when it comes to saving up your money. Brothers and sisters, this is your brother saying, pow. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Until we speak again, live life to its fullest. Peace out.